Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to Toyota's Patriots Today. I'm Jackie Britton. Every Friday, Paul Perillo of Patriots Football Weekly breaks down the Pats' upcoming game. And this weekend, they head down to Jacksonville to take on the Jaguars. Hear what Paul thinks are the important keys to bringing home the win in 3 points with Perillo, presented by Putnam.
The excitement may be over, but the season is not, because the Patriots have to go down to Jacksonville on Sunday. Number one thing with the Jaguars here, listen, this is a team that's at the bottom of the NFL in virtually everything. And I know that Bill Belichick won't like to hear me say that, but offensively, defensively, running the ball, stopping the run, they don't really do anything particularly well. However, one thing that I think is worthy of attention here is the big playability of the offense. Chad Henne is a better passer than Blaine Gabbert. He's been in there the last couple of weeks. They have a couple of wide receivers in Cecil Shorts and Justin Blackmon that can get down the field, get behind a secondary, and there's also a possibility we could see Maurice Jones-Drew this week back in the lineup after missing 8 games with a foot injury. If these things happen, if big plays happen, that's how an underdog stays in the game. No big plays. Offensively, I think this is an opportunity for the Patriots to get that production in the running game back up to where it was earlier in the season. The last few weeks, Stephen Ridley, it's been a little spotty. We've had some fumbling issues. Obviously, he needs to hold on to the football. We all know that. But I think the production needs to increase as well. Jacksonville doesn't do anything particularly well on defense. They haven't stopped the run. They haven't stopped the pass. This is an opportunity to get maybe Brandon Bolden some carries, get Shane Vereen back in there, get him over that fumble, get Ridley's production back up, a chance to get the running game back on track. My final point here is for Bill Belichick, and I think that he needs to decide exactly how he wants to attack these last few games. I have no doubt the Patriots will try to win the games with whoever's on the field, but I wonder if maybe it's an opportunity to manage the health of his team a little bit. Wes Welker, Brandon Spikes, really the entire offensive line. Rob Gronkowski, do you want to get him back out there? Does he need the reps? I think Belichick needs to do a good job of sort of identifying the guys that need some rest and getting them some rest, and this could be an opportunity to do that. This is certainly an opportunity for a letdown. The Patriots had 2 very big games right here at Gillette Stadium. They played very well against Houston, not so much against San Francisco. Emotionally, you have to let down going to Jacksonville to play a 2-12 team. However, I listened to Tom Brady this week, and he talked about the importance of winning these games and bouncing back from a loss. So I have no doubt, as I said, the Patriots will put their best foot forward in this game. I think they're going to get on top early. I think they're going to overwhelm the Jaguars. I think they win this game 34-13. Well, that's 15 down and one more to go. We'll wrap up the regular season right here from Miami next week.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.